Thank you for agreeing to meet me here. I assume you'd like to engage in intercourse. Is that correct? At least, that's what you seem to indicate from you hungrily eyeing me from halfway across the cantina before sauntering over to buy me an ale. Yes, I felt your eyes on me from the moment I entered. Situational awareness is one of the things I'm quite adept at. If you manage to relax a bit and wipe that gobsmacked look off your face, you may get to find out some of the other things. What do you mean you didn't think I'd go for it? Jedi aren't celibate. We're just not allowed to form attachments. That isn't going to be a problem, is it? Good. Now stand over there and take off your vest. I want to see what we're working with here. Not bad. Surely you're more than just a pilot. Or do you help your droids stow your payload? You seem like you could sufficiently handle my cargo. Oh, good, he gets innuendo. That's always a bonus. It must get lonely on those long trade routes. One flirty comment and I can already see a delightful bulge in your trousers. Unless that's a power converter in your pocket. I'd say not. It certainly is warm to the touch like a power converter, though, with energy pulsing through it. This will most certainly do. I apologize for the distraction, please. Continue by removing your shirt. I did not say flex for my benefit, but I do appreciate it nonetheless. What a well-toned flyboy I have found. It's going to feel delicious being pressed up against you while you make me writhe. Now, before we continue, please, sit on this chair. I said, sit. Good boy. Now, drop those trousers. I want you bare from the ankles up. Does it make you feel vulnerable being so exposed to a clothed stranger? Vulnerable or not, you must at least in part like it, since your cock is certainly straining. You must still be in a bit of shock that this is going to happen. You haven't even tried to touch yourself. You may do so now. Slowly. Oh, yes. Do you know how beautiful a sight you make, gently stroking your manhood under my gaze? I suppose it's my turn now. No, don't stop what you're doing. I want you gripping that cock as I take my clothes off. Do not speed up. Maintain the same pace. Stay on target, if you will. It does feel good getting out of these dusty old clothes, freeing my breasts to the air. It appears it's a little chilly in here, does it not? Perhaps you can help warm them a bit with your tongue. Let me get a little bit closer. Yes. So good to me. Gentle. Just lap at my nipples for now. So good. Oh, now suck on them a bit. That's it. That shade of stubble is the perfect amount of rough against sensitive skin. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get to it. Let me get the rest of this off. No, you stay right there. I've been anticipating climbing into that lap and onto that cock, and I'm more than ready. Go ahead. Check for yourself. Ah, yes. See? You've been such a good listener. And so damn sexy. I'm practically dripping. Which is good, because you're doing about the same. Just let me straddle that lap, sit on these powerful thighs, and lift myself up just enough to... Do not move. Let me fully appreciate the delicious stretch you're doing to me. That Durasteel seated deep inside. Fuck. I should warn you. You may experience some curious sensations. The force flows within me. And with any luck, you will too shortly. Now that you've indulged me, just let me rise up and back down, gripping these broad shoulders to steady me. You may be the pilot, but I'm on the controls this time. Oh, you feel so damn good. You have no idea how much I've needed this. Needed you. I'm going to speed up now. How do you like it? Having an untouchable Jedi bouncing on your cock? Fuck! Fuck. Wrap your arms around my waist. Help me slam down. Fuck, make me lose control. Fuck, yes! Well, that... wow, is... all I can say. You, sir, are a credit to your profession. Well, I can truly say it was a pleasure, Mr. Onasi.